Paul.
I'm Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
I am fine.
That's our show.
That's the best I get.
That's all you get. That's fine. Pretty high for you.
I'm like an old iPhone where my max battery is at like 80%.
It still works.
I can never charge beyond that.
Still functional.
Yeah, except I'm not really supported anymore, and I'm kind of obsolete, and I really should be replaced.
But we're not going to do that. We're not ever going to do
that. This is a show that celebrates old things.
Old things. Like the guy that we're going to talk about today.
Who is whom?
Mark Romanek.
Mark Romanek is a name that you pitched for an episode.
Yes.
It's a name that I'd never heard.
Mm-hmm.
But whose work I turned out to be familiar with. Some of it.
Yeah.
This is another episode about a particular music video director.
Yes. And
filmmaker.
And filmmaker. Did not a lot of films, which I'll talk about a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But Mark Romanek is, again, part of that whole propaganda film. So this is our third guy.
So this is mostly going to be the 80s and 90s again.
Yep. But even did more than... He did more than Fincher and Bay, because Fincher and Bay had more successful film careers.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, Mark Romanek is probably the better video director. But he's in this weird thing of, like, not as good as a filmmaker as mm-hmm. Fincher, but not as dog shit as Bay.
That is a fair assessment.
He's, like, right there.
David Fincher has music videos that are objectively better and more iconic. But, I mean, I could film my own shit in a toilet and make better movies than Michael Bay.
And Mark Romanek has like iconic videos.
Like
people
are
like won Grammys, but they're also like people know of them.
Yeah.
Like you don't know Mark Romanek, but you know his videos.
You know his style.
Yes.
I watched a lot of his videos in preparation for this episode. And it was interesting to me that there were enough genuinely interesting looking, entertaining, and unique videos to pull for the episode. Yeah. But there are also a lot of videos that he made that are the same video that he remade 100 times for different artists.
That is 100% fair.
Where it's just a certain 90s music video aesthetic of like, it's black and white and it's kind of grungy and it's like a lot of like Dutch angles.
Yeah.
They look like, you know, 90s cologne ads. And
right.
It's like, it's part of that style.
Yep.
That is very boring.
Yes.
You know, it's
except
like this Keith Richards
like
video and this fucking Iggy Pop video. And it's like, it just all looks real 1993. It's all kind of bland. They all look the same.
He does some stuff. But then he went on, he does some stuff that like early on, you're like, you're just throwing shit in here because it's it.
But there is a lot of stuff where, oh, that video I remember very well. That stands out.
Yeah, there's a lot of standouts. There's a lot. I mean, he famously directed the most expensive video ever made.
Which we're not going to watch, but we've brought up many times, Scream by Michael Jackson.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible song, terrible video. I think more the video must have been like Michael going, here's what we're going to do. And he's like, okay.
How can it be the most expensive video ever?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Maybe we should watch it just to talk about it point by point. Maybe we should
maybe do a little mini episode
and throw it in tonight because it's supposedly still the most expensive video ever made. And none of that money
maybe
is
we
on
do
the
it as like a bonus mini. Because we're going to, if we dissect it, like
we'll do
bad.
That. We'll
Remember
do
we did
the
bad?
B-side. We'll do it on the B-side.
That's
for
a great
Mark
idea.
Romanek. We'll talk
That's
about
a great
Scream.
Idea. Yeah, because it is important and it is terrible.
Yeah.
But like he worked with a lot of big people. He also, shockingly, because I do want to talk about other, and eventually if we can do other directors from propaganda, because they're big directors, like this guy Simon West, mm-hmm. Dominic Senna, they all did big action movies, all of them. Nigel Dick did a bunch of just things. Mark Romanek only did 3 movies. One was like a real indie, but kind of like right around, he was just doing videos.
Mm-hmm.
One was 1 Hour Photo, which
with
I actually
Robin
really
Williams, liked. Which he also wrote.
Yeah.
I never saw that one because I cannot stomach the sight of Robin Williams, but
it's a bad take.
But okay. Everyone thinks it's a bad take, but I will die on that.
That's fine. You can die at that bad take.
But I remember everyone, you know, that movie was a big deal. It was supposedly good. And it was one of those movies where, oh, no, Paul, you should see it because Robin Williams is not Robin Williams in it. He's not doing his Robin Williams thing.
No, he's great.
Yeah.
He's really great. The movie's very subdued. It's really, and like when you see it, you go, oh shit, there's like, this guy's like the real deal.
Yeah.
And then I think he was attached to a lot of different movies mm-hmm. that never got made.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of like, ah, fuck this. But then I think he was also like, nah, fuck music videos. So he's kind of dead at TV, but doesn't do as much.
Yeah.
Like sporadically does TV, and that's kind of it.
He did. He continued to do music videos after
yeah.
his movies, though, up until at least like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then he's kind of like, I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
But he's not really doing movies because it's too hard. He was attached to a couple of like movies that were like going to be big and never happened and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just fascinating that this time period that fucking he was not collaborating, but he was, you know, bedfellows with Fincher and
Michael
Bay and all these other guys. And it was just like they were this collective that put out fucking tons of videos that we all remember.
It's funny because even though I don't know who most of the dudes in that collective are, and Michael Bay is objectively more successful than them, I still consider him to be the worst of them.
I mean, I like, you're not
wrong. There's no way the other guys aren't better than Michael Bay.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Videos alone, Mark Romanek is better than Michael
Bay. Well, I mean, demonstrably.
Yeah, it's just...
But the other names you mentioned, I may know their work, again, like Mark Romanek, but I don't know their names.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're better than Michael Bay, whoever 100%. They are.
100%.
Yeah.
We're better than Michael Bay.
Yeah. All right, but let's get started. We're going to watch the 10 that we picked in chronological order.
Okay.
And I have the first one, which is the first music video that Mark Romanek made.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 1986. In a lot of ways, I think it's both his best video and the best song.
He peaked?
So
best song. Interesting.
For me, okay. Not for you.
I was going to say.
Because this is The.
I thought you were going to put The in.
Sure. Great band name.
Yep.
Or terrible band name. Both.
No.
Somehow.
I think it's a great band name.
The, which is like this sort of post-punk, I believe, British group that still exists.
Yeah.
And it's one of those groups where, like, a lot of people have been in it, and it's just the main guy. It's his band. Mm-hmm. Matt. I think Matt Johnson. Some sort of bland name like
that.
But it's like, it's his band.
Yeah.
And whoever's with him. So this is from their second album, which is sort of their most successful. Not that they ever became like a household name. It's called Sweet Bird of Truth. And it's a critique of the U.S. bombing the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, not relevant anymore, but like a nice slice of the past.
Yeah, because we've changed so much.
Yeah, yes. There's no way this is going to be applicable.
We've grown.
So this is interesting because it actually has some, it's pretty low budget. But it has some cool imagery, unlike a lot of that sort of by the numbers Mark Romanek stuff from the early 90s. It's like, oh, he's trying to do something artistic here, and it's a song with a point.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, quote unquote edgy.
Yes. And I think he did a couple videos with the.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like one or two. And I think I remember Mark Romanek's from Chicago.
Okay.
So I thought he was British. Just because he started out with the. I was like, well, he must be British. Yes, Fish in Mud.
Yeah, just throwing a flopping fish into a puddle of mud. There's a picture of Jesus in front of a burned out building.
I already get where you would say that this is his best video. Because it is very interesting and lo-fi, but still very inventive.
Yeah. Especially for 1986.
Yeah.
Being inventive.
This song's terrible.
Oh, no, this is cool.
Yeah, no good.
What, you wouldn't mac to this?
No.
You wouldn't mac to the song about bombing the Middle East?
Just not putting me in the mood.
No.
This lead singer looks a little bit like a handsome Fred Armisen.
Oh, my God. That's why I recognize him.
Really does.
It's like white Fred Armisen.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. It's the first thought. I've never seen this guy before.
Yeah.
This is interesting too, because this is the first time I've seen this video, and it's giving very art film vibe.
That's the thing, is he's not trying to just be commercial yet. He's clearly trying to be arty here.
Yes, and that makes sense because reading up on him, he studied at the Chicago Institute of Art.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, I get where you're going.
This is not Michael Bay.
No.
Also, you're going to change a lot, Mr. Romanek, in a couple of years. Yeah. But this is very much, I'm an art student.
Yeah, we're going to go on a bit of a journey with this episode because he kind of is all over the place in some ways. But yes, this is him making a very on-the-nose visual video about this political protest song.
Yeah.
You know, there's an angel standing in front of that bombed out structure.
He's looking at a skull like Hamlet. Hamlet
style. He's singing to a skull now. That's cool, though. Like, that's a cool...
The fire in back is super cool, especially because you're like, okay, that shit's real.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
But controlled.
Yeah. This is so 80s art.
It really... I mean, this is 1986.
The video is making me like the song a little bit.
Yeah,
like, I still hate the song, but the video, I'm like, oh, this is cool.
I mean, you can't dance to it. You can't mac to it. But this would be cool in, like, some scene in a movie, like Bad Influence or something like that.
Oh. Right?
Where, like, James Spader's driving down Sunset Boulevard at night, and then this is playing.
I would watch Rob Lowe fuck to this in the library. That would be awesome. I'd be like, okay, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to watch Bad Influence. Oh, this is hysterical.
But the fact that you pointed out he looks like Fred Armisen.
Now you can't unsee it.
I can't unsee it. I can't unsee it.
He really does. And my guess is if you told Fred Armisen that, he'd be like, hey, thank you.
Oh, he definitely knows who this is.
100%.
He definitely has heard this before.
Yeah.
That he looks like this guy. Especially because, I mean, Fred Armisen was a musician before.
He
was
exactly. He know he knows.
So, yeah, guys in, you know, and he was in, like, a punky band in the early 90s. Like,
right.
Definitely other dudes he knew in other bands were like, you look like Matt from The.
Yeah.
It's like, guy did theater with Chicago. I went up to him once. I was like, you look like the lead singer of The Pogues.
Yeah.
He's like, thank you. Thank you, man.
The last person you ever want to look like.
He was so happy.
Especially now.
But yeah, I mean.
R.I.P. Shane McGowan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is a cool video.
It is a cool video.
Is that a sax solo I hear? Now do you like it?
It is.
Now do you like it?
No. They're soiling the sax. But I do like
that
it.
That fish again.
I like the fish part. Yeah. I don't know what it means. It means something. Fish died in war.
Yeah, it's going to be... Just remember that this was his first video when we talk about the last video
we'll
get to tonight.
We'll see the journey.
Yeah. Now, so this next one, again, we're still in the late 80s.
Yes, 89.
This is one you selected. This is a very early video, and I have no idea who this artist is or what this song is.
Mickey Howard was around in the early 80s. I'm sorry, the late 80s, early 90s. And R&B songstress, and it was kind of one of those things of like, right around the time Sade and Anita Baker were blowing up, it was like, oh, Mickey Howard.
So it's not like pop R&B, this is like smooth R&B?
It's smooth R&B, but it's a cover of Until You Come Back to Me, which you might know, I think that's a Burt Bacharach song.
Okay.
But this is New Jacked.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to be like saxophony and...
No, it's not that. Now, she went on to do stuff like that. But like most people, they're like, you need like something for the kids. So this is...
So I'm guessing you genuinely like this.
I genuinely like this. And I genuinely like this video because it's just nostalgic of like, we're going to throw everything that's 1989 into here. So this is going to be just colorful things and guys dancing the Running Man and...
Great.
Mickey Howard singing.
Look, I always want to see people do the Running Man... And or the Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, they'll be there.
They're very similar, but they're different.
And you might recognize the song once you hear because it's a famous song.
Do you remember this video from the time? Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. But only on, not MTV Video Soul.
Okay, yeah, like she can actually sing. It's not, you know. Oh, but that's a New Jack beat.
That's a New Jack beat. And these guys just in shadow dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This song, yeah. Yeah, and then there's backup singers.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah.
Of course I've heard this.
Yeah, so famous
song. Never saw the video, though.
Yeah.
So this did actually well. This was a big hit. And I watched the video as a kid. I was like 18, 19. And I was like, this is awesome. And I look at it now, I go, What are you doing, Mark?
It's pretty cheap. It's but cheap, like but you said, it has those... Looks like a CNC Music Factory video. A lot of silhouettes.
Yeah.
White background. Simple production design.
And then we're going to have random shots of a floating orange cone, a banana, a purple teacup, for no reason.
There's a reason. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
That's all you need to know.
Spinning banana, spinning apple, spinning chair. Green chair.
Like... And she's almost singing to them, but not really. Yeah. A spinning clock.
It's just imagery. It's entertaining the eye. Yes. It's not saying anything.
No.
Very different from the video.
Exactly.
But I like a book. God, this is good. I like... There should have been more, like, actually talented vocalists...
Yes.
...doing R&B shit.
Yeah.
Because this sounds like... you know, I Love Your Smile, which again, one of my favorite songs of all time, but it's not like Shanice's.
She's so young.
The greatest singer. She's not blowing you away.
No, Mickey can sing. Yeah. And so she would do ballads and stuff. So she had like three or four big hits.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when this came out, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. What if Anita Baker did do a New Jack single? Or
something? I'm sure someone approached her. Someone tried to make her. She's like, no, I'm Anita Baker.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
Yeah. Where Mickey Howard's like, yeah, sure, why not? But yeah, she's amazing. Still, again, you're right. Why are these images here? Because they're a vibe. There's no other reason.
I mean, just this whole... The visuals of the video, as simple as they are, and the sound... of this subgenre of music makes me so nostalgic I could cry.
I love that because that's how I feel that you weren't there, but I love that you weren't there and you're like, I feel
I it. Wasn't there as an adult, but I was there as a child, and this is like in some ways the sound of my childhood.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, when I play this, I just kind of went, I can breathe.
Yeah, because this to me is being 8 and 9 years old. This is a time in your life when everything is just pure and good and there's no stress in your life. And you're just...
Oh, yeah. And for me, this is 18, 19. Like, I'm at my peak. I cannot get this. I figured out everything in life.
Yeah.
I can do anything.
You felt like that at some point in your life?
Oh, at 18, 19,
Oh, no, I hated myself even then.
I mean, it quickly dashed. But, like, but at 18, 19, I was just like, what? Come on, I got it. And then like by my like mid-20s, I was like, oh, shit.
Ooh.
I fucked up.
Yeah, life will kick you in the teeth.
Yeah, didn't think about it. I think 18, 19, I was like, you know what? I'm never going to have any problems ever in life.
No, I already felt pessimistic before I had any problems. So then when the problems happened, it was like, yeah, it's about what I figured.
Yeah, you're like,
that's what I was anticipating.
I've been feeling this for a long time.
Yeah.
No, for me, I was like, oh, shit.
But yeah, that's the vibe for Mickey Howard. Yeah. And that's to me, that's a Mark Romanek. He got the assignment. He's like, okay, here's this New Jack song.
He didn't overthink it. Yes. And the video completely matched the vibe of the music.
Yeah.
He showed us with the that it's like, yeah, I can do a message.
Yes.
I can do that.
Yes.
Sometimes you just want to have it fun. You keep it light.
You keep it fun.
And I can do that too.
I can show floating bananas.
Yeah.
I can do that.
And you'll love it.
I loved it.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is your pick two. This is interesting because this is a group that I love.
Yes.
But this is before they got real big.
Yes.
Before I was aware of them.
Yeah.
This is from their first album.
Born to Sing.
Born to Sing. And I don't know this song or this video. I don't think I know this song, but again, I might get proven wrong when I hear it.
You're going to like this too because again, this is...
What was the big single off of En Vogue's first album?
Hold On.
Hold On. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So did this come out before? I think this came out before Hold On.
I think it came out after. Hold On came first.
That was the first single?
That was the first song. So this came out second.
Not as big a follow-up.
Yeah. Hold On was huge. And then there was something... This might be the third single. I can't remember what the other one was. But I know there was a second one. And this was You Don't Have to Worry, which was a hit. Mm-hmm. Not a big crossover, but it was a big hit. Again, you're going to like this because it's very New Jackie.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to like it because it's En Vogue.
And it's like
I'm going to get to look at Don Robinson. I'm going to get to look at Terry. All of them. All four of them.
All four are wonderful.
Because this is the heyday, the classic lineup, the quartet.
The quartet.
Yeah.
That did three albums and then started to hate each other. And that was that.
And I was too young to have them on my radar when this came out. wasn't until Funky Divas.
Yeah, which makes sense because that was like a massive crossover.
Not only was it a massive crossover, but remember, this is a time in my life where I'm not allowed to watch MTV.
Yes.
But I am allowed to watch VH1
yes.
in 1992. And VH1 loved En Vogue. Yes. They played all those music videos a lot.
Yes, because they played it more than MTV, because MTV still really was like, maybe don't.
Yeah, like it's not
it.
Edgy enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is for like people in their late 20s and 30s.
Yeah. But it's great.
And 9-year-old
Paul Campanelli. Yeah. This video is kind of an in-between where it's very flashy. It's got a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a theme developed? Well, let's find out.
Yeah, music videos can... they can only do so much sometimes.
It's got a spy vibe. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, okay.
But let's see if you know the song. You'll like the song, but...
Sure, I'm sure I will. Oh, yeah.
That
they're doing sort of wearing tuxes.
They're wearing tuxes,
playing with gender.
Yeah, just and this that really good lighting.
Yes, I do know this song.
Okay, yeah, I figured. Yeah,
I probably haven't heard it in 25 years or more. But
it's such a good song.
I've never seen the video though.
The video is interesting and great. The thing that I first noticed is about 95% of the video is all close-up of them.
With playing with lighting. A yes. lot of high-key lighting, spotlighting.
Yeah. There's not a lot of like, okay, let's go wide and watch En Vogue dance.
Yeah.
Or let's En Vogue do a thing. It's just close-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if
that's three mid-shot is...
Yeah. And I don't know if this is telling or not, but because it's Cindy singing lead, she's alone... And then the three, Maxine, Dawn, and Terry, are there. And I'm like, oh, back then, did they all hate each other then, too? Is that why this happened? I don't know.
No, this feels like Mark's choice.
Yeah.
This is just the narrative he wanted to tell.
Like, yeah. There's some weird kind of cyber, like, or maybe, are they like, sex therapists on the phone? Did I read too much into that?
I don't know. Only Mark Romanek knows.
Only Mark could tell us.
In some of the shots, they're wearing these domino masks.
Yeah. And then there's shots of flowers. And then there's shots... There is a little bit of Bay and Fincher of like, let's show some high-tech gadgets.
Yes, and also this aspirational vibe. Like, yes. There's been several close-ups... Of a $50 bill, yes. Like showing Ben Franklin for some
and
reason.
And high-end like music recording devices.
Yeah, but this is, it's not HD, because it's, what, 1989 or 90?
Yeah,
but
90, I think.
Very high contrast.
Yeah.
This is very photographic. And
yeah, it's very pretty.
Lots of macro shots. Yeah. Literally a macro shot of a honeybee on a flower.
Yeah.
For some reason. Because it looks cool.
Because, yeah. No, it actually does.
And God, cool. They look so young.
They are so young. So this is the only part where they show like wide shots.
Yeah.
Of them just kind of dancing in different outfits.
Oh, is this a Crystal Waters video?
I know. Are they copying? So they're all
these
in the platinum
same. Wigs and
oh,
these silvery.
They're so fine.
Yeah, they're fly as hell.
Ugh.
Shots of close-up shots of a goldfish.
Yeah.
You know, music video things.
You know,
music I video mean, yeah, things. You're right. This looks like Fincher's Paula Abdul video.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
It really does. So it's almost like Romanek is like, oh, wait, I got to do what Fincher did for this one.
Yeah, he's biting him for sure.
A little bit. But every time I see Terry, I just go, hi, Terry.
I mean, take your pick. They're all gorgeous.
Again, because I was like 18 or 19 when this came out, yeah. I was like, one of them will be my girlfriend. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
When they see me dance.
Yeah, when they see me dance. I'm not saying it's gonna happen now.
Yeah.
But in like 6 months from now, it's gonna happen. Yeah.
You could have been in the giving him something he can feel video. You could have been one of those guys.
One of those guys.
You could have been the dorky white guy in the audience in that video.
I'd be the too excited guy.
The too excited dorky white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, look, I love En Vogue.
Yeah, they're great.
They can't really
and
make
he
any
went
mistakes.
On to do like three or four of their videos.
Did he do any of the Funky Divas
ones? He did Free Your Mind. And
Oh, that is on Funky Divas,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, he did that
that's,
one.
That's an iconic
He's
one.
In a couple of them. So like he worked with them several times.
I'm glad you picked this one though. That was the right choice because it was something a little different. In a similar vein, He made several Lenny Kravitz videos.
He loves him some Lenny.
He did Are You Gonna Go My Way, the most iconic.
Love that video. Love that song.
I mean, I think it's the most iconic Lenny Kravitz song in videos. Younger people might be like, oh, when I think of Lenny Kravitz, I think of his cover of American Woman.
That song sucks.
Or even they'll say, I think of American Woman. Oh, that cover of the Guess Who? That song's a cover?
Or they'll be like, wait, Zoe Kravitz is dead as a musical?
Oh, or what's that one? Fly Away? Is that what it's called?
I like Get Away.
That song isn't bad, but they overplayed the shit out of it.
They just way, way overplayed.
Like, on the level of, like, Smooth by Santana. They just played it so much that I never want
to
hear it again.
You have to stop. No, I agree.
But I never really get sick of Are You Gonna Go My Way? Never. And that has an iconic video with a very specific look to it.
I think we played it years ago, too.
Maybe we did.
Yeah.
And that's Mark Romanek. And this video is... for a single, also from the same album, and kind of uses some of the same visual ideas. And this is There Any Love in Your Heart?
Now, I'm curious if I know this.
This is a little bit more of like a slow jam.
Yeah, okay.
And also, I love Lenny Kravitz's drummer.
Oh, she's the best.
And she shows up in this, too.
Looking, she's the best.
Looking awesome. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah. And this is...
I don't know this video, although...
This is as pure a rock as Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yeah.
But a little bit more glam rather than like blues rock?
Yes. Yeah. Don't know this video, I know this song.
Yeah.
This is a good song. I'm going to put it on a list. But like... it is Romanek in the sense of like, here's a real fancy car.
Yeah.
And then there's some crazed vampires.
That's the additional element that's unique.
That is unique.
There is a Nosferatu-esque vampire. A Count Orlok vampire.
Yeah, well played.
And that adds some unique texture to this video.
Yeah.
But the shots of the band playing in this weird sort of domey room is like, Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah,
it is. Because they were in a dorm in the Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yeah.
And then there's a baby alone on a beat-up car seat.
Yeah, I don't know what the visuals of the creepy bald Nosferatu and the sexy bald Nosferatu and the baby are trying to tell us.
It's
about as well sketched out as the spy narrative in the Vogue video.
It means something to someone.
Yeah.
This song slaps.
This is some great... glam rock throwback. It's a little too clean for me. Lenny's always a little too overproduced for me.
I can see where you wouldn't like that and where I enjoy that thoroughly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little clean.
Yeah.
In fact, there are soap bubbles used
literally
in this, but And even the vampires they're clean, you know?
Yeah, like, they're not gross.
They're the creepy kind of vampire, but they're not icky. They're sort of sexy.
They're creepy and you're like, let them bite me.
Yeah.
It's fine. But
that's the vibe they're going for. It's like they're creepy vampires who you're like, but I would fuck them.
Yeah, like if you want to fuck me, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna be a little scared, but I think
it's
part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a terror boner.
Yeah.
But then the vampires are just popping the bubbles with their long
nails.
Is
weird. And then there's
a lady cop.
Wait, and then there's rollerbladers?
Yeah, it's music videos, man. You know.
I mean, literally, it makes no sense.
It's a party. It's a vibe.
Like, it's like three different videos.
The roller skaters are the spinning bananas of
this
video.
Literally four different videos. It's a performance video. It's a video about a car being stolen with a chauffeur. It's about kids rollerblading, and it's about Nosferatu.
Yep. And I'm just glad there's no black and white, which is something that he leans on
gets
too much.
Later. That weird black and white, not like grainy black and white. He gets I don't even know what that's called.
Because I'm not that familiar with this video, it's like, it's entertaining me in a way that if we just watched Are You Gonna Go My Way, it's like, I've seen this 100,000 times. I don't even see it anymore when I watch it, right?
Yeah, I can't even. I know it too well, where I don't know this video.
Same thing with the song, too. It's like, I've heard it before, but I'm not familiar with it. Yeah. So it's like, this fucking rocks.
This is going on a list.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
I would love to know how long he kept this band, because they fucking are amazing.
amazing.
I mean, he may still play with the same.
My guess is he probably is, but yeah. I mean, this is what, 30 years ago?
Yeah, a little more. I think it's 93.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like in his 60s now.
Yeah, still looks good too.
He looks amazing, yeah. Dude. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
He's fucking great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, who doesn't like Lenny Kravitz?
Dumb people.
Yeah. I mean, he's not setting the world on fire. He's not really breaking any new ground up. But he's like the rock and roll Bruno Mars. He's like not trying to break new ground. He's like, hey, remember this kind of music?
Yeah.
Here's my take on it.
Here's my take on it. I do it really well. You're going to enjoy it. Yeah. So don't be shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing glam rock from the 70s. Bruno Mars was doing New Jack from the 90s. It's that kind of
stuff. He's fucking great.
You need those artists who are doing throwbacks to remind you of the old stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing it as well, but it's like, I'm keeping it alive.
Yeah, I'm doing it and appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you for being you, Lenny Kravitz.
Yes, okay. God bless.
This next one is another one of my picks.
I almost put this.
I mean, this is... It's Madonna.
Yeah,
it's
Madonna's, and he's done a lot of Madonna.
Yeah, this is Bedtime Stories, which I just really want to talk about. I'm kind of surprised, in hindsight, that we didn't talk about this on our Madonna episode years ago.
Too stressful.
It's too much to do.
There's so much to do with Madonna, unless we're going to do Madonna 2, which I'd happily do.
It's
so much.
I can't say that this is my favorite Madonna, but at a certain level it is. This is, I think, Madonna's like peak of being artistic. She's doing things at this time that she never did before or really since.
Yeah.
When I was watching this video again recently to prep for this episode, and I hadn't seen it in years, but of course I remember it. One of the most memorable videos ever made. It haunts you.
It's great.
I was like, oh yeah, this is like, she's so obviously doing Bjork.
Yes.
It's like, oh, this is 1993 and Madonna is heavily doing Bjork.
Yeah.
And then I read a little bit more about the song and Bjork wrote this. I was like, I didn't.
Maybe oh, no
I,
shit.
Maybe I knew that at some point and then forgot it consciously. I
had no idea.
But this, Bjork literally wrote this for Madonna to do because Madonna was like, I think you're great. Will you write something for me? And Bjork is like, I'm not really a fan of yours, but I can't say no. This is too interesting an assignment.
That's genius.
So she did. So this is literally a Bjork song.
I had no idea.
That Bjork wrote for Madonna. And the video is also like a Bjork video.
Yeah.
Because again, it's 93. There's some like weirdly disturbing imagery.
Yep.
I always remember where they did use computer graphics to put Madonna's mouth where her eyes should be.
Mm-hmm.
So she has mouth eyes.
Yes.
And an eye mouth.
Yes.
And you know, mouth eyes are freaky as hell.
They're not a good look.
So there's a lot of creepiness. There's a lot of creepiness in this video. But this song also rules.
Oh, it's a great song.
And like, Bedtime Stories doesn't get spoken about as a high point for Madonna.
No, it had big hits, but overall, oh,
big hits.
It just
take a bows on this.
Take about Baby's Got a secret.
Human Nature.
Human Nature is one of my favorite songs.
Really good stuff.
She worked with Babyface in this album.
Yeah,
and it was really unique and different. I think it did well. I had read it's a brand new Madonna kind of biography. It's really in depth. It's like 600 pages.
Yeah.
And at this point, everyone's like, critics were like, this is an amazing album. This is like one of her best.
Yeah.
And what it was is people were just like, kind of tired.
Culturally, she's on a down.
She just nonstop like forever. And was constantly doing shit and had this peak with Truth or Dare and Like a Prayer. And then did the Erotica album, and people were like,
the Sex Book, and the Immaculate Collection came out a couple years ago, and now it's like a hangover.
Yeah, and like, I think just needed a break.
Yeah, and I get that. And I think also on some level, like, this is just not the kind of music that Madonna fans are looking for Madonna.
But it is a great, different look for her.
Yeah, so it's a weird thing where, like, she never really went away. Ray of Light in 98.
Really, it's great.
It is great, and it was considered, like, kind of a comeback.
Yeah.
Although she never really, like, crashed that far.
No.
She just had a little dip.
Yeah.
But from a certain perspective, you could see that dip as a peak.
Mm-hmm.
Like an artistic
peak. Yes.
If not a pop peak.
Yeah.
There's really good stuff. And Bedtime Story is the coolest shit.
I love Bedtime Story.
And you kind of can't believe it's Madonna. But really, come to find out, it is literally just Madonna singing a Bjork song.
Yeah, I had
everything
no
about
idea.
This is Bjork. The music video might as well be a Bjork video.
Yeah.
The song is a Bjork song. It just happens to be Madonna singing it. And it's also in the same way, like, the most unusual video Mark Romanek made. It doesn't stand. It's him doing a Bjork video.
Yeah, exactly. Which is interesting because I bet you Madonna's like, we're doing a Bjork video. And he's like, I gotcha.
He's like, did you see what I did with the? I mean, turning that up to 11. I'm going back to my art school roots.
I was at Chicago Institute of Art, man. Check me out.
But I remember watching, I think I even remember watching the world premiere of his video on MTV and being like, what the fuck is Madonna doing now? We really don't know what to expect.
Now that you've mentioned that it's a Bjork song, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's very...
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of wish Bjork wrote the whole album. Like, I love Madonna doing Bjork songs.
This is pretty great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this
Like I said, I hadn't seen it in a long time. Same. I was like, I wonder if it's going to hold up. It holds up incredibly holds up. Well.
Yeah, yeah. I figured you were going to put a Madonna on, so I didn't put a Madonna on. I'm glad you picked this one, because there's a couple of Madonna-Romanek ones.
Oh, also fun fact, Bjork's working title for the song was Let's Get Unconscious.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities. He has flowers in this, so he must love flowers, because we had him in the Mickey Howard.
Uh-huh.
There was a floating cone in this video, which there was in the Mickey Howard. Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a floating, or is it? Yeah, it's a cone.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Some of the computer graphics in this look dated. Oh, I love Brunette Madonna.
Yeah, Jesus. Brunette Madonna's the best.
A lot of it looks dated, but not... They didn't overdo it so much, so it doesn't look cheesy.
It doesn't look ridiculous.
You can tell they were limited back then, but they used it well.
Mark Romanek likes things spinning.
That's true.
That's what we've noticed.
I don't know what to make of this video. It's just sort of pure cinema.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had a narrative, but he'd have to explain it.
Yeah. And I'm sure he'd be like, if you don't get it, I can't help you.
Plus, I'd rather not have it explained.
I don't need to. You don't have to explain to me. I just need to enjoy it.
Words are useless, especially. What was the rest of it?
Especially sentences, which is a line in there. And he did that in Mickey Howard, too, of taking lines and putting it on in text. So he does bite himself. You're right.
Some Arabic text. Maybe? Yeah. I don't know what it says.
Madonna pregnant.
Sure. Not really, but. See, like, these computer
with the mirrors.
She has mirrors for a head where the mirrors are screens and there's a projection of her face.
It still works. It doesn't look ridiculous.
It does not look ridiculous. It just looks dated. Being dated isn't always a bad thing, though. You're just of its time.
Right.
That image of the doves flying out of her pregnant belly is, like, the image of this video.
Yeah, that's what I remember. That's what I remember most.
Yeah.
But, like, it's very much Madonna trying something new.
And it works.
And it works. And I think people can just, A, are tired, and B, are like, I don't want
to
see it.
But I'm curious about the alternate universe where Madonna continued to pursue this path musically.
Yeah.
Because it's not dance pop at all. It's a Bjork song.
It's very atmospheric.
Yep. And this is, I mean, Bjork really codified a sound that was iconic of the early to mid-90s, right?
Yeah. This is... I mean, he loves spinning, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
This song, and this is going to sound like I'm dissing it, but it's a compliment.
Yeah.
This is like a song that's in a really cool lobby of a hotel.
Yeah.
Where it's like, wow, this hotel's really expensive. This lobby's really cool. There's like a DJ and a bar.
And I'm probably not cool enough to be here.
And I'm here for one night because it's the only place I can find. But it's that's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah.
And this is, you're right, this is very much like Mark Romanek going, you know what? I did go to art school. I can do this.
I can make
that is still weird.
Mouths. Yeah, it's still really
disgusting. It should be stupid. But it's not. It's still weird in a good way.
That is another example of what I said. Like, the computer animation here, the CGI is limited.
Yes.
But they didn't overreach.
Right.
And so even though you recognize it as CGI circa 1994, it works.
Yes.
That song and that music video are unbelievably
cool. I'm glad you pulled this.
Yeah. Good work to both Madonna.
Yeah, well done. Well done, you two.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is also mine. This is a Sonic Youth video. Not like the biggest Sonic Youth song in the world, but a single, so yeah. It has a music video. And this is not, it's not like poppy at all. You probably won't like it, but at least it's not 7.5 minutes of guitar feedback yeah. noise, which they're often interested in.
Yes.
It's an accessible Sonic Youth song.
What year is this?
95.
Okay.
And it also has Kim Deal on the track from Pixies. Like Kim, yeah. And she's in the video.
Oh, cool.
And it's mostly Kim Gordon instead of Thurston here. This is a Kim Gordon song.
Okay.
Who I just watched this and I'm like, yeah, I remember walking by her at the supermarket and just my knees buckling.
Is it your supermarket where you see all the celebrities?
Yeah. Yeah. This was maybe 10 years ago now. She walked right past me and I was like, actually almost just fell.
You
just
saw someone recently and you texted me.
Who did I see recently?
I'm going to go look.
Rhea Perlman?
I think it was Rhea Perlman.
That was the second time I saw Rhea Perlman at the supermarket. The fourth time in my life I've seen Rhea Perlman.
That's just crazy.
Yep. I saw her twice on the East Coast when I was much younger, and twice at the supermarket across the
Your
street.
Your famous supermarket, man. It's
She's my not. New... Yeah, I haven't seen Anina Hartley in a long time. Rhea Perlman, I think, is my new buddy at the supermarket.
You should be saying Rhea Perlman... Oh, sorry. Rhea Perlman, Steve-O.
Steve-O. Yeah, I saw Steve-O at the supermarket, and then because I saw him, I was curious, and I just looked at his social media, mm-hmm. and I saw that he had posted that very day that it was his sober anniversary, and I wished I'd known so I could, that would have been something I would have felt comfortable talking to just a celebrity.
Hey, happy
to
anniversary.
Just be like, hey, congratulations, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Because Steve-O's so likable.
Yeah.
But yeah, how did we get there? Oh, Kim Gordon. Yeah. I saw Kim Gordon one time. And she's such an icon, and she was so breathtaking even in just the second and a half of her walking past me.
Yeah.
In the over-the-counter drug aisle.
And you're she getting allergy medicine?
Yeah. So this is the video for Little Trouble Girl. So this video has some sort of repeated visual elements from some other videos we watched. They're sort of in an abandoned office.
Office for terrorists?
And there's this character.
Yes.
Of a little bald alien girl with long fingers.
Yes, like in the Kravitz video.
Right. It looks like the Nosferatu, except it's a little girl and she's an alien instead of a vampire.
The fingers.
Similar vibe.
Yes.
And the two Kims.
Yes, they look great.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a weird look.
Yeah.
This is the thing about why I think I appreciate Mark Romanek a little bit is that, yeah, he has similar themes throughout, but for some reason you're like, okay, it still kind of fits each artist.
Yeah,
he's not trying to change there. I was like, I got a big idea for you. This is what we're going to do. It's like, okay, well, I have some ideas. We'll just kind of make it and flesh it out to who you are.
And that's been a running theme with all the great video directors we've watched. It's yes, they have signatures that they repeat, but it's a signature, so that's appropriate, and they are appropriately adapting it for different artists.
I think Mark Roman is particularly good at that.
Well, he is, but we've also picked out the gems. He made a lot of videos that all look the same and aren't particularly interesting.
Yes.
Where it's just they needed a gun for hire to direct this video. He's like, I guess I'll make another Mark Romanek video.
Sometimes you got to make money.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting, too. Mm-hmm. And I read this on Wikipedia, which, of course, is always true. Mark Romanek, has specifically been I love music. I'm a big fan of music.
Yeah.
Michael Bay and David Fincher have never really said that.
Yeah,
they've never been I love music, and so I'm happy to do this, and I love working with this. It's always been just I like doing film.
This is the filmmaking they're paying me to do right now, but as soon as they say I can make a feature, I'm going to make a feature and never look back.
Where Mark Romanek likes music, and you never hear that about Michael Bay.
Yeah, and he's working, we started with the, then we went to, what was her name again?
Mickey Howard. In Vogue.
He'll do En Vogue, he'll do Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Now, you haven't talked about the music. Don't you love this? Wouldn't you put this on a mixtape? Wouldn't you dance to this?
No, it's not good, but I like the video so much, and I like them so much.
Yeah, Mark Romanek understands the assignment of these different artists and their different vibes. He gets a vibe. He knows how to illustrate the vibe.
Exactly. In some ways, this is like creepier than the Madonna video because it's in an abandoned built like government building.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, what happened? What went wrong?
I like the little alien girl. She's got a lot of riz.
Yeah.
And there's a sing-songy lullaby quality.
There is a very, like children's lullaby, song, yeah. Like a creepy children's song.
I could fall asleep to this song very easily.
I don't hate the song. I just don't, I don't need it. But I definitely am like, this sucks. I don't think it sucks at all.
As I said, it's not poppy by any means. No. But compared to Sonic Youth's, you know, squalling guitar takeoffs, this is a little bit more accessible.
I would take this over the.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you got to like the by the end.
It was okay. Yeah. But this I like more. Those fingers.
I like they cast the right child actor for this.
They did.
She's saying a lot without any dialogue.
You know what also I'm noticing too?
Yeah.
And I'm 100% positive. You'll see elements of Scream in this. So when we do Scream, I think you'll see a little bit of Scream in some of this.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting to see that now.
I wonder if this actress under that bald cap, and if it's someone who became an actor who we know.
It'd be great if it was like Kirsten Dunst or something.
Something like that,
yeah,
right?
I can't imagine, but because I think we'd hear about it.
Yeah.
But that would be great.
Yeah. I'll have to look that up and report back in the next mini episode.
Let us know.
Okay, let's watch and talk about arguably Mark Romanek's most remembered and iconic music video.
Probably at least
even
top
more
three.
Than Scream.
More than Scream. This is like Fiona Apple's "Criminal,"
right?
Which people were like, "Holy fuck!"
Yeah, people went crazy for this. Not my favorite Fiona Apple song.
I love
from
this song.
Even this album.
I love this. This is my favorite song from the album. We played a piano song from hers for her second album that I really like more, "Fast as You Can." But this, when I saw this video, I was like, oh, I'm turned on and I'm icked out at the same time.
Yeah, it's that 90s. It's not heroin chic, but it's that thing of like, oh, these people are sexy, but they also look dirty and like they're on drugs.
And they're not happy, but yet they are kind of fuckable.
And everyone's kind of sweaty and it's like, well, they look gross, but they're also like 20-year-old models in their underwear. So how gross can they be?
Exactly.
Right? Like,
and the vibe is so like kind of low key and down.
Yeah.
I think it's iconic too because it's a very different vibe for Mark Romanek.
Yeah.
Who's doing, not that he does like energetic high end stuff all the time, but it's definitely like that washed out look. And
but even at the time, and I was a 13-year-old boy when this came out.
Oh my God.
I found it way more icky than I was turned on.
I can understand.
At an age when you're turned on by everything, even remotely sexually suggestive, this video I always found gross.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, I would have been 25, 26. And I'm like, fuck, yeah, this is hot. Ooh, wait, I shouldn't be saying that. And I'm like, wait, no, but it is hot.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but I feel bad that I think it's hot.
Plus, Fiona Apple was closer to my age at the time than yours.
But, I mean, everyone in this is, it's just a real well done.
But the song has that creepy vibe.
Exactly.
Too. Again, he understands the assignment.
He gets the assignment.
He gets the vibe.
Which is really important.
The shots of that stuffed animal. I forgot about that.
I forgot about the cars, which is he's doing more car stuff now.
Yeah.
But and just
not, it's not aspirational.
No. And everyone's lying around like, I don't want to be at this party.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it sucks. But something happened.
Yeah.
I really love this song.
I prefer other songs from this album.
That's fair.
Shadow Boxer was the first single off of this debut album.
Yes.
And that's still, I think, the best.
This was...
this got overplayed a little bit, too.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think also because it was also like, oh, we're playing this on MTV and we can play it on VH1.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. It's definitely a crossover that way.
Such a
good... I was a freshman in high school. High schoolers were into this album.
Oh,
they were maybe a little bit more of like the theater high schoolers.
Yeah.
But also like any 30-something would have been into this,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, we were all just like, the song is great. We were all like, have you seen the video? Because it's fucked up.
And she's also still great. I don't always, I'm not always into everything she does, but I think Fiona Apple is awesome, and I hope she lives forever.
She's cool.
Yeah.
She's cool as fuck. I love her attitude.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're just like this one here where you're like, he's showing like private moments that you're like, wait, am I supposed to be seeing this? But yet, it's kind of great.
Yeah, but it also like, so the video, everyone knows it, right? It's shot in what's at least, if it could be a set, but it looks like someone's apartment, but like not a nice apartment.
No, like a shitty, like.
It's a lot of wood paneling and carpeting and
gross
it just.
Stink one. You know what it is? It's got that little bit of a Coke sheen, but not in the good way.
Yeah. It looks like someone's a photograph from the 70s. Yes. Like, a, you know, it's got.
And you're like, ew, did they really live like this? And you're like, yeah, they did.
And it's like, yeah, you know that carpet hasn't been vacuumed and they're all rolling around in it half naked.
And it's that thing of like, they're all like together and they're rolling around touching each other, but no one's like happy.
Well, the interesting thing about it is you never see anyone else's face.
No, you don't.
There's a lot of other people in the apartment. They're all being very tactile with each other. But all the shots of other people are either from behind or from the neck down.
Yeah.
And you only see Fiona's face.
It feels like this is a very well thought out video.
Yes.
He loves
it. It's a well made video. It's just ickier to me than sexy.
Yeah. He loves like random tech stuff too.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to show the engine of a car.
Yeah, everything's just, like, sweaty. And
yes. And, like...
Yuck.
And, like... Fiona's, like, not happy.
Yeah.
But maybe okay. Or is she not okay? And that's why I think this video did so well. Because you're like, wait, I don't know what to think.
It's like, there's harsh lighting. In a slight way, it calls back to the En Vogue video that way.
Yeah.
Except that was made to seem very glamorous.
Yes.
And this is specifically not glamorous.
This is
anti-glamorous.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I do kind of like those bed sheets.
They're not clean. Those sheets aren't clean.
But if you clean them, they're like electric company Zoom.
Yeah. But it's not just like, oh, they're clean because there was an orgy here that last night. They're not clean because the guy who lives in this apartment changes his sheets every 9 months.
Yeah, he doesn't do it.
That's also, there's a lot of feet in this
There's
video.
A lot of feet.
I don't know if it's ever come up before,
no,
but
has.
I hate feet.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at feet.
No. Yeah, so this is...
I remember there's a little... The fact I forgot about that.
A little bit more dated CGI.
This is worse CGI than Madonna.
Because this looks cartoonish.
Yeah,
exactly. The dish soap coming out of the bottle and flying around. Also, why bother doing that? What was the...
Don't need it. That was
probably the most expensive part of the video.
Even like the end, there's lemons in the hot tub. You're like, oh, that's gross. That's sad.
I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe his most iconic video. A lot of people were talking about that in 1997.
Yeah. But then this video came along and they talked about it more.
Did they?
Yes.
I know this song. I don't think I've ever seen the
video. This video is iconic. And for me, this is his top video.
This is his peak?
This is his peak.
This is Janet Jackson's Got Till It's Gone, which interpolates the famous song, Joni Mitchell song.
Joni Mitchell never lies.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I haven't heard this in a while. I'm not sure I've ever seen the video.
I hear this song at least three times a month.
Really?
Yeah, it's on multiple lists.
Oh, your personal playlist.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Constantly.
I was like, oh, it's on the radio all the time.
Oh, it is on the radio all the time. This is on like the adult contemporary.
Yeah.
This is one of Janet's best songs. Mm. It's also one of her more different songs.
Is this on the Velvet Rope?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So 97 again.
Yeah.
And this is also like Mark Romanek just kind of like killing it. These images are really great.
I wonder if it'll jog my memory or if somehow I've never seen
this. It's also like, this is a Janet you've never, like when they show this, like this is a Janet we've never seen before.
Yeah. She definitely had a particular vibe during the Velvet Rope era.
Yeah.
Post self-titled Janet.
Yes.
But still, yeah. It's a very Erykah Badu vibe.
Yeah, very. Yeah, this is very neo-soul.
Yep.
As opposed to dance R&B diva. I've never gotten tired of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like a top three song and top three video.
I mean, Big Yellow Taxi is kind of its own cliche at this point.
Yeah.
At least this isn't just a straight up cover. It's using
it's so well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Madonna. I'm sorry, Janet was not. Like before this, it was all like, okay, we're going to do big, huge dance numbers.
Yep.
It's going to be a big set.
Yep.
It's just going to be big. Even if it was like a ballad, it's still going to be on a big set.
Yeah.
And then this is just like kind of real life Janet almost. And it's very subdued Janet too. And I think Mark Romanek captured the song perfectly.
The photography is unbelievably good and different for him.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I'm like, oh, this is peak.
I don't have enough of a videographer's vocabulary to describe it. The, you know, the color correction or whatever, yeah. But it's a much different mood for him.
Yeah.
Again, he is matching the vibe of the song.
Yes. And he's also...
Is that Q? Q-tip? Yeah. Q-tips on this? I don't...
Oh my God, do you know this song?
I remember it, but I probably haven't heard it since it was big.
Wow,
and
it's huge.
I don't think I knew who Q-Tip was at
that
the time.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So, and I don't remember ever seeing this video.
Oh yeah, this was unbelievable. Like just like a fun old school house party, but like subdued.
Right.
And kind of like adult.
That's the vibe I want at a house party.
Yeah. You know? It's, you know, people are leaving like at 11:30. They're going to go.
Well, the people at this party, some of them are wearing suits, but like
yes.
Cool suits. And
yep. And it's also like... It's different types of people rather than models.
Yeah.
So it's like real people. So wait, he's going to spit
hipsters.
Right here.
I mean, hipsters. They're hipsters.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, wait, the next one.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's one of his best guest spots.
Yeah, I probably haven't heard this since the 90s, bro.
Wow, that is crazy. This is like canon in my life.
I mean, it was a hit, but it's not one of the first songs you think of when you think of Janet Jackson. Maybe you, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well... Yeah, again, it's not the first one, but it's literally top three.
Yeah.
This was so, like, different for her. And this video showcasing how different this was for her.
I mean, again, we're at 97... I'm aware of the Velvet Rope,
yeah.
But I am 13, 14, just getting into Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
I'm listening to classic rock radio.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to pop radio anymore. So the hits of the day aren't the main thing on my radar, you know?
I thought maybe you'd maybe pick this up later, mainly because of Q.
Yeah, no, I never did.
Interesting. Yeah. But yeah, this was huge. And I think this won a Grammy too.
Hmm.
Interesting enough, too, with Janet, she abandoned this kind of for her next album because her next album was back to like, okay, I'm doing dance again. And it was that It's All For You song.
Yeah.
That whole vibe of like, I'm just going to be a dance person again. So this was a real one-off, but it was great. This album's great. The song's great.
Well, it doesn't have like a big pop hook.
Yeah.
You know, it's the hook is the Joni Mitchell sample, but it's just sort of
it's a vibe.
Steady groove the whole time. It doesn't, like, punch you in the face with, like, pop.
That's why it was so different.
Yeah.
For Janet. And, yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, this Romanek one just killed it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great... That was maybe, like, the best... It wasn't the most visually interesting in terms of, like, you know, the Madonna video has all this weird shit. And these videos have these creepy vampires and alien girls. And there's nothing like that in there. But the photography is the best looking video of the bunch.
And again, it's the thing we've been saying all night of like, he gets the assignment. He's like, okay, this is just a vibe. This is kind of lo-fi.
You're going to play this song at the party you are throwing, trying to reproduce the party in the video.
Yes.
Because it's such a vibe.
Yes, well said.
And your party's not going to be this cool, but you'll get partway there if you play the song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At least you have the song going for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so he wasn't going to fuck around and do any weird shit with this song. And I think it's really the get the assignment.
Now, that selection, and really all of your selections so far, have needed no justification. But before I hit play on this next one, explain yourself.
Oh, I will.
There was so much
easily
to choose from.
Explain myself.
You chose an early 2000s Red Hot Chili Peppers record.
Multiple reasons.
Yeah.
One, the song slaps.
I don't know it.
It's
but I don't
great.
Believe you. This is from, I think, By the Way.
I think so.
Is that the name of the album?
It might. It's not Californication.
No, it's not. I'm
familiar this with is 2005.
I was still in high school when Californication came out. I bought Californication. Tried to convince like myself for a long time that I liked it. This is like 2003 or something like that.
Yeah, something like. I like a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Have no problem.
Really? Oh, yeah. Maybe we've never talked about them that much.
Not much.
They're a band I loved. They're like the Doors of the 90s. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, yeah, I liked them when I was 14, and then I grew out of them.
I'm the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Didn't know or give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
And then heard them in college do Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. I was like, oh, they're fucking great. And then
I consider that early Peppers still.
And then a year that's later. 1980s. But then like a couple years later.
Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
And I was like, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about 2003 Peppers.
Yeah, this is still good. So still good.
I thought you were going to say, oh, I don't like any of that stuff from the 90s.
Oh, no, no, no.
But yeah.
I only ride with the mid-2000s.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Blood Sugar Sex Magik, nah, I don't like any of that stuff. I still love Under the Bridge. I think Under the Bridge
love that
is
song.
An unbelievably good song.
Love that song.
But a lot of the other stuff like doesn't age as well.
I love a lot. I celebrate a lot of their hits.
Yeah.
And this is one hit that I celebrate with. I think it's funky as
Can't
fuck.
Stop.
Yep. Also, this video, again, Mark Romanek gets the assignment. This is a well-made video that's just kind of weird and quirky,
yeah,
with weird shit happening in it just because. And I also knew you hated the song, so I decided to torture you.
Look, we torture each other sometimes. Yes. It's part of the show. I love Flea. I think he is
a cool Fran guy. Flea, the guy I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like his bass playing. Yeah. He seems like a good guy. Chad Smith, he's a bit of a dildo, but he seems like a good guy.
Why?
I don't know if you ever see him interviewed. He's just like a California. I don't know if he's originally from California, but he's just like a, hey man, I'm just happy to be here. And it's like, all right, that's fine. It's fine that you're here.
That's a weird take for Chad Smith, but okay.
All right. And then I think John Frusciante is a total creep, and Anthony Kiedis is embarrassing.
I know you hate Anthony Kiedis. I have no problem with Anthony Kiedis. Do you think John is a good guitarist, or do you not even care?
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like that thing of, yeah, maybe he's a technically very gifted guitarist, but the music sucks, so who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
The song slaps.
I might agree with you. I don't think I know it. I don't know it by its title, but.
So it's a lot of just like in the studio, like we're like, okay, I'm going through a yellow tube right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like practical like effects that I think fit the band.
Right now we're traveling through someone's colon.
Yes.
And then Anthony Kiedis' head is in that colon. Oh, I've heard this. Yeah, I know this one.
Love this song.
I still like the early like Peppers vibe when they were doing songs like Catholic Schoolgirls Rule and
That stuff to me sucks.
Real Men Don't Kill Coyotes.
That's the 80s. That's like the early Beastie Boys bullshit that I hate.
I'm like, now when Hillel Slovak died, they should have just packed it in.
To me, that's all the like the dumb shit they haven't found themselves in. This, I think, is great. And it's just,
this is the worst music.
Oh, it's great.
In the world.
I have this on a list too. I fucking love it. God, spinning!
There is Yellow spinning
again. He loves spinning. But again, to me, I'm like, okay, Mark, you understand the assignment. You're going to do like random, weird, quirky shit with the band just because.
Yeah. They're like Weezer. It's like, yeah, you had a couple of iconic albums early on, and it's like, oh, but then you just kept going for another 30 years.
I have no problem. You can say the same thing about the Beatles.
No, you literally can't. They only existed for 7 years.
Because they couldn't hack it. Because
they knew when to call it quits.
They were babies and got tired. Yeah. Yeah, I figured you wouldn't like this. I'm not sure you would like the video too because it's so like band being weird.
What, the video?
Yeah. But I like it because I think it fits them.
There are way too many close-ups of Anthony Kiedis' mouth.
You just hate Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah, I do.
That's okay.
And multiple John Frusciantes in trash cans for some reason.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, go ahead, Flea. Show your basketball skills.
I am convinced, by the way, that Flea also hates the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but he's like, well, this is my meal ticket. Like, I got to keep making this music, pay the bills, and then I'll do my smaller projects for myself.
I think that's a wrong Paul take, but you're welcome to it, because I think you're diminishing Flea, because if Flea didn't like it, he'd fucking leave.
You know, not everybody likes their job.
And I say
that
because he's a friend of mine, and I know him.
No, but it's like that thing of, like, the actor makes the big ticket movie for the studios, and they make the small indie for themselves. And then they make the big ticket. It's like, no, you got to pay the bills. Flea needs to make Chili Peppers music. And then...
What project? Like, oh, see, more spinning.
Yeah.
What project?
I don't know. I'm just let me convince myself.
You're just making shit up because you want to hate the Chili Peppers.
100%.
You don't want to like them. So it's not that you hate them. You don't want to like them.
That's going a little far. I mean, this is like when John Daly made that parody Chili Pepper song. Like, everyone thought it was the real deal because they're just so ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know it.
And so mid. Yeah, there's a lot of weird...
There's a lot of weird stuff that Mark is throwing in. But yeah. Again, a lot of the same themes and same looks, which I find interesting. You're almost done eating your spinach.
I wonder if I would... Honestly, I'm not just talking shit, but genuinely wondering if... You took all the Chili Peppers music and you removed Anthony Kiedis' vocals from it, if I would like it.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think your biggest problem with them is Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, I'm telling you, my biggest problem with them is Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah.
The music became pretty mid, but like, he's so untalented.
How?
That I... Listen to them. Like, what is he
but
doing?
But how is he... How did he get untied? Because you like this earlier stuff, which is worse and dumber.
No, it's not. The early stuff isn't good, but at least it's, again, it's self-aware stupid, right?
Okay.
They didn't think they were important. They were making... The song is called Catholic Schoolgirls Rule.
I don't think they think they're important now. They're
absolutely they
video.
Do. Nah. Anthony Kiedis at some point absolutely decided, oh, I'm important. I'm an
That's
artist.
That's Anthony Kiedis hate.
Yes, it is.
It is.
I'm telling you it is. yeah, that did not change my mind about.
I didn't think it would.
Late period.
I think it slaps, and it's an interesting Mark Romanek video.
No, the guitar is very annoying to me, which is like an early 2000s sound.
Oh, I listen to that more than any other guitar because it fits the song.
Yeah, but that's just a personal taste.
That's fine.
And again, I can't say I don't think John Frusciante is a terrible guitar player.
Mm.
It's mostly Anthony.
It's mostly
Anthony Kiedis.
I understand.
Yeah. But you know, it was a good example of late period Mark Romanek too.
Yeah.
So we have one video left.
This is amazing.
That I picked this?
Well, like,
or that he did it.
No, that we're seven. No, I knew that he did it.
Yeah.
That we're 7 years in.
And this is the first time we're talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I do want to set it up a little bit in the larger context of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Taylor Swift is almost inarguably the biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah.
Has been around for a good 15 years or more at this point. Like,
yeah.
She is an icon.
Yeah.
Everybody is still talking about her. People have very strong opinions either way about her. A lot of people hate her.
I never understood why.
I have no understanding of why.
Care.
I literally just like don't know the reasons.
Yeah.
A lot of people absolutely build their lives around loving her. I've never understood why.
Same.
Again, it's not because I have an opinion. It's because I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. And I don't know any of her songs except for this one song.
This is so funny because...
This is the only Taylor Swift song I even
that's
know.
That's crazy. Well, it makes sense that Shake It Off would be the one because that's the one that was just like... I think we were working together when this came out.
When I hear this, I think about our old... The office
yeah,
we worked
because
in.
Because it did just drop. And
it came out the summer of 2015.
Yes.
I love it. I love this song. I always have, like, completely... But I never... It's just that thing of, like, how I didn't know that Mariah Carey song that turned out to be actually her biggest hit.
Yeah.
I just missed the boat on Taylor Swift.
Yes. That's same. Missed the boat and too old and just kind of wasn't going to catch up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got other likes and I got other things. So like there's every now and then there's a song like Shake It Off.
Yeah.
Sure. Great song. She has a song called Blank Space. I'm like, that's a great song.
Never heard of it. There are other song titles. There's one, We're Never Getting Back. We're Never, Never, Never Getting Back.
Good song.
Whatever. I've probably heard it.
You have.
But if you asked me to sing it for you, I genuinely could not. I couldn't. I don't know it.
Yeah.
There are almost certainly other songs of hers that are huge hits.
Yeah.
But if you played them for me, I'd go like, oh yeah, I've heard this. Oh, this is a Taylor Swift song? Sure.
Yeah.
But I just don't know any Taylor Swift. Biggest star in the world, I completely missed it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I don't like it or I think I'm too good for it. I just missed it.
Yeah, we just missed it.
Except
it
was for wrong this age. One song, which I love.
It's a great song.
I mean, even with The and Bedtime Stories and Sonic Youth, this might be my favorite song.
That's amazing.
Of this episode.
Wow.
And the video, likewise, might be my favorite video.
It's a great video. It's a great video.
I will say, though, it gets the vibe, I guess, but it's the least Mark Romanek-y video of all the videos.
I think maybe because Taylor is so
yeah.
omnipresent in it.
The video is her dancing. She adopts a bunch of different looks. They put her in all these different looks. It's kind of comedic. But she's dancing with all these pro dancers. There's a lot of great dancing in this. And, it's just a cool dancey pop. I mean, this is pure pop. Everything about this song in this video is just like
unabashedly
120% pop. Yeah, and I love this song. And I'm like, I'm sure if I took the time to get into Taylor Swift, me, this 41-year-old,
there's so many albums,
white man, that like I love a lot of it because this is really good.
There's so many albums.
But yeah, the reason we've never talked about Taylor Swift is because like
we have nothing to say.
Neither of us know anything about Taylor Swift.
I know like three or four songs, and I'm like, yeah, they're good. I don't have anything to say.
You can talk about almost any artist from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, this...
We're just old.
It literally eluded me.
Yeah.
Not because it eludes me, but I just missed it.
Yeah. I haven't seen this since it came out.
It's great!
Although this is not like a song that's like a CVS song now. Yeah. Where you hear, like, oh, great, I'm happy this is on.
And it's also like, this is already 10 years old and it's a nostalgic
for me. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. God, now I remember this video.
This is her with, like, the B-boys and they're breakdancing. And she is, I mean, she's just great looking.
Yeah. I've never understood the hate. At the same time, I've never understood the obsession.
But either way, it's not that I don't understand it. It's that, just explain to me the reasons. Like, what are the reasons why people hate her? And maybe it's like, okay, that's reasonable. Maybe she's shitty. I don't know what... I don't know what the reasons are. I don't read the headlines. I just don't. I have never paid attention. But she seems so likable in this.
She's cool.
And
she's fucking talented as shit.
Yeah.
This is a very different Mark Romanek video.
Yeah. You'd never identify it.
No.
He's got ballet dancers. He's got street dancers. She's clearly being Lady Gaga in this segment.
Yeah. It's great dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but then the thing is, like, she's trying to fit in with all these different groups, but she doesn't have any of that talent.
It's great that she's like, I can't dance. I'm just wacky. I can't believe this was 10 years.
That's right? Crazy. Well, nine. You don't have to charge us for the extra year, but yeah, still. And then, like, the fly girl kind of thing.
Kind of like the Rihanna thing.
Yeah. But she's like, haha, I'm awkward, but you're not really.
I'm just a nerd.
Yeah. She's adorkable.
She is adorkable.
And then I think the point here is like, oh, this is the real Taylor?
Yeah, this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
This song played so much.
I never got sick of it. It's just good. No, it's good pop music. Like,
yeah. Now I know.
I do suspect that the people who hate her are just being contrarian. And I'm the king of being contrarian. Well, and even I'm like, this rules. No, I can't.
This is good.
Yeah.
There's very interesting, like, Lily goes through Taylor Swift phases.
Yeah.
Where very young, she very young, she's like, I don't really know. And then she's like, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And now she's kind of not as much, but she's still like, she's still revered.
Yeah.
And then Theo was kind of like, I don't really know. I don't really care. But now his girlfriend is obsessed with Taylor Swift. He's like, she's got some pretty good stuff.
Yeah. People do get obsessed with her in a way that makes me wary, but... Because, like, her fans are notoriously awful, right? Like,
well, yeah, you can't say anything bad.
Yeah.
Like, almost more than the Beehive.
And right, yeah. She was one of the originators of that, of like, as social media becomes a thing, these toxic fandoms all have a platform.
Yes.
And her fandom was like the first of that. Yes. You know.
But it's also just like, sometimes also in response to the dumb like Taylor Swift hate of like, she's the reason why Biden's gonna get elected again.
Oh, right, yeah. Or she's dating, I know she's dating a football player. Yeah. And so, like, Travis football Kelce. Fans are mad because there are new football, like, now, like, young women football are interested fan, in football, yes. And they're like, and then, no, this is for us.
And then football fans are mad because she supported Biden in his last election. Right. That's bullshit, man.
Okay, so these are the reasons, and they're bullshit some of reasons. It,
yeah, they're just so dumb. I forgot how fun this video is, and how you are right. This is has none of the trappings of a Mark Romanek video.
And then at the end, she's dancing with all the regular people.
Because she's regular. Because
she's just like us.
And she's here for all of us.
Yeah. That's corny, but...
Again, but like, it fits. But it's works. Fun,
and like the song is corny, and you don't care because it's pop music. It's very much like... when Call Me Maybe came out, and I'm like, oh, this is the best song in 10 years.
Rocks.
Like, sometimes a pop song comes out, and like, you can't be grumpy about it. It's just good.
Just accept that it's a good song, and don't try to find ways to hate it. Just like it.
So for like 15 years now, I've been like, I need to like set aside some time to figure out what this Taylor Swift thing is all about. Because also when she started, she was a country artist.
Yeah.
And she started making pop songs, and so like her country fans are like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then there was the whole Kanye West thing.
Yeah.
So I know the broad strokes of things that have happened. Yes. But this is the only song of hers that I like. I know the title and I know what the song sounds like. And it's
great. Yeah, because there was like a Jake Gyllenhaal, someone took my scarf thing.
Oh, well, I know all the stuff about how like she dated a lot of high profile
people. Yeah, and you're like,
people.
So what?
Yeah. Oh, she dates so many guys. It's like, she's a celebrity. That's part of the fun of pop music.
Just because you can't date everyone you want, don't get mad at her.
Yeah. But also, I don't know enough about her to care either way.
Exactly. And will I dive deep in her
No, desire? I probably never I will. I
probably won't.
As but much if, as I like this song, it's like, no, it's just not my...
I'm not going to spend the time because I have other things.
Yeah.
But if there's another song that she puts out that's big, and I'll be like, fuck yeah, that song's great.
Yeah. But it's like, if you're wasting energy hating Taylor Swift, redirect it to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Redirect it to...
The. Or whoever you don't like.
Who's that guy? G.G. Allen?
G.G. Allen?
Yeah.
That doesn't work, though, because your hate fuels him. He wants your hate.
Well, it doesn't hate fuel him now. He's dead.
Well, still. He's looking down on us from heaven.
Oh, he's in heaven.
Oh, yeah. His name was Jesus Christ.
Allen. Oh, that's right. It was. No, he's in heaven. Yeah. Fuck, I forgot that. He's 100% heaven. Shit, I totally forgot that. That's a
shame. Thanks for making an A to B connection from Taylor Swift to G.G. Allen.
We did it.
I don't even have to do it anymore.
That's what we do at Raygun.
But that's it for this episode of Music Raygun. I've been your host, Paul.
I'm Kirk.
Until next time.
See ya.